The group that launched successful efforts to legalize recreational marijuana in Colorado and Alaska is officially taking steps to do the same in Maine. Today, supporters of the Marijuana Policy Project submitted a draft initiative that they hope to qualify for the 2016 statewide ballot. This is the second citizens' initiative to propose legalizing pot next year. As Susan Sharon reports, both measures have some similarities and some big differences.
Both plans would legalize recreational marijuana for adults 21 and over, and also allow adults to grow small amounts for personal use. Both also call for a tax. But there are some fundamental differences. Legalize Maine, which bills itself as the homegrown initiative, would allow for possession of up to 2.5 ounces. The Washington, D.C.-based Marijuana Policy Project's measure would allow for possession of just 1 ounce. David Boyer is the group's political director.
Ours is consistent with all the other states that have legalized marijuana so far, and we think that makes sense. 1 ounce is plenty of marijuana for an adult user.
There's also a difference in the tax structure.
Ours is taxed a little bit higher. It's 10% tax on top of the existing sales tax, so it'd be around 15% now. And it brings in revenue for the state because that's what voters want and it's important. But we don't want the tax so high that the black market thrives, because that's what we're trying to get rid of.
Boyer says a 15% tax is higher than the 10% that legalized Maine would establish and lower than what the state of Colorado imposes. He expects it will still generate millions of dollars for the state, enough that the first $30 million would be dedicated to schools and school construction, and the rest to the state's general fund. Another difference between the two groups' initiatives, says Boyer, is how they view marijuana.
They want to treat marijuana like an agricultural product, and we treat it something, you know, comparable to alcohol, because we think the majority of Mainers, you know, see marijuana as an intoxicating substance, not a food substance like honey or milk or tomatoes. And so, you know, voters want it regulated that way.
Boyer says that's also the route voters in Colorado, Washington, and Alaska have chosen. Under his group's initiative, cultivation and retail sales of recreational marijuana would be regulated by the Bureau of Alcoholic Beverages and Lottery Operations. The plan calls for a limit of 70 retail stores in the first 18 months. After that, the number of stores could grow. But Boyer says cities and towns could have a say in whether they want to allow on-site consumption or not. And he says preferences for licenses would be given to current caregivers and dispensaries because of their experience in the industry.
This is what we expected. This is just another big business bill that seems to be modeled on some sort of out-of-state liquor industry model.
Paul T. McCarrier of Legalize Maine says his initiative contains more legislative oversight than MPP's does. But neither measure would address the concerns of Scott Gagner of the group Smart Approaches to Marijuana. He's worried about kids getting access to pot. He says some surveys show that's what's happened in Colorado. And what's especially troubling, says Gagner, is the age of some of the kids involved.
They've had a huge increase in 0 to 5-year-olds who are being exposed to marijuana. Mostly it's through ingesting the edible products. So, and I think the percentage is something like a 300% increase.
If authorized by the Secretary of State's office, both campaigns to legalize marijuana will need to raise more than 61,000 signatures to qualify for the 2016 ballot. If both reach that threshold, it could also mean a potentially confusing scenario for Maine voters. Although David Boyer of the Marijuana Policy Project says they will have the option of voting for both. Lawmakers will also consider a bill this session to legalize marijuana outright. For MPBN News, I'm Susan Sharon.